Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Zeit of Amante Trendo. I'm Jack. That's Miles. This is what's trending.
Pull it up. Watch it all fall out for all the Edgar Allan Poe fans.
Was that an Edgar Allan Poe drop?
Yeah. Pull up, drank. Okay, anyway. So why are there more Edgar Allan Poe remixes like that? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. The Raven really could go if it wanted to.
Hey, who else is here? Who else is in the building?
Oh, shit. That's DJ Daniel.
Oh, shit.
Where'd you find those?
PS5, look alive. You get a PS5 yet?
Nope.
What is the process? You just keep sort of hopelessly queuing up on some kind of online thing, hoping that the consumer gods give you a bit of luck?
Honestly, yes. That's for the PlayStation website. I'm constantly in line and then literally checking all of my sneaker Twitters for when they announce PlayStation drops on like Walmart and Best Buy and shit like that. So,
there's a genocide happening right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry.
But I hope you're. Yeah.
But I hope you're able to secure those things. Good luck to you. We're all struggling in our own ways right now.
Yeah. No, it's important.
Low key, let me know if you get that PS5. I'll buy it off you.
No, I can't imagine. The resale on that, I can't. For people who are paying through their teeth for that, please. Anyway, we digress.
We do digress. And this is what's trending. Fleet is trending. Yeah. Now you see me, now you don't. Yeah. Life is fleeting, and so are these tweets.
Just for people who are blessed enough to not use Twitter, don't worry, because if you have Instagram, it's that now. It's essentially, or Snapchat before that. They have temporary videos that you can now post, which I don't. If I have to see more of this like circle with like a ring around it aesthetic in my apps, I'm going to fucking lose my shit. They're already doing that shit in Netflix and like other places where they're like mimicking the aesthetic of like Instagram stories.
Right.
I don't know. My old manness is starting to really I'm up to here with it.
Yeah. I remember when I first worked in TV. At ABC, I was blown away. Like the executive producer was of a show I worked on. I won't say which show I worked on was like spectacularly uncreative. And like, I realized that was kind of his superpower, is he just like saw things on other TV shows and would like steal them. But like had no creativity of his own. So it was just like, yeah, and like that's what TV is when you like it's just so much about replicating like different ingredients you're seeing work other places, and I feel like it's the same with online design.
Have either of you all fucked around and fleeted yet?
No.
Nope.
Not yet.
I think they're doing that thing where they roll out the update to like certain Twitter accounts at a time. So I just woke up and all my shit was the same and I just see people complaining about it.
Well, that's because you're not disposable. They rolled it out to all the most disposable humans, they thought.
Damn, my Instagram just updated. I was wondering when it was going to do it, the thing that's upsetting everyone, and now it's happened. Oh, well, who cares?
What's the thing on Instagram that's upsetting everyone?
It's like Reels is like the middle button now. It's just like they rearrange shit, and I don't know. I wish I used it well enough for it to be incensed by the changes, but I am not.
Yeah. I updated to Mac OS Big Sur, and it is wreaking havoc on that ass.
Oh, brother.
None of my programs work anymore.
I know.
That's how they get you.
Duck corrupted.
Let's talk about Dolly Parton. Wait, sorry. I'm Fleet. Is it only videos?
Sorry. Let's not move on quite yet.
Sorry. I just realized I had a question.
Yes.
It's only
the gentleman
videos?
In the back with the gray hair.
so these Fleets, they only do video, or who is this? They make videos, these Fleets?
You can do stills too. Like, it's Instagram stories. It's Instagram stories, you know, in another place you don't want them. And also, I think a lot of people,
which Instagram stories are only snaps. So.
Exactly. And snaps are slingshots from Facebook, if you really think about them. But the whole thing with, I think it was in response to Snapchat. Whatever. Shout out to God, Joey Flynn. The whole thing with this, though, a lot of people do point out rightly that they're like, I'm not even going to begin to show Twitter world what my life is like the way I do on Instagram, because y'all don't know how to act on here. Like, this shit is too much of a cesspit to be show any kind of the sincere content. Because I think most people, like, if you use stories, like, you will give people a little quick thing here and there. But then that Twitter audience is like a whole other thing. And, you know, like it's easier to get pulled into like an entire audience you never intended to see your shit. So, you know,
I'm just going to take a picture of my foot and post it as a Fleet, and it will be Fleet of Foot.
Oh, boy. Do it.
And that's
they're going to love it.
Why I'm the winner.
I mean,
Dolly
everybody's
Parton
just
trending.
Posting. Dolly Parton's trending. Fuck it.
Dolly Parton is trending because she is partially responsible for the Moderna vaccine that is 94.5% effective. Dolly Parton is just, it turns out, she is a god living amongst humans.
Yeah. I mean, we always knew there's always been a positive energy around Dolly Parton. And I will partially credit when Lydia Popovich first came on. She's been down with Dolly Parton. Yeah. And she was saying, like, no, you don't know. This is God on earth. God walks amongst us and it's Dolly Parton. And yeah, with this now coming out, you know, people like doing people because a lot of people are fact checking. They're like, you guys are just saying Dolly Parton did this. And then you look in the New England Journal of Medicine and like one of its like thanks in part to funding by it was like the Dolly Parton Fund for COVID research.
Hell yeah.
So hats off and wigs off to you.
Yeah, absolutely. She also in the opposite of that, the lowest accomplishment of the past couple weeks, the Country Music Awards had a Dolly Parton boob joke in it. So she's everywhere, you know, highest
was she there?
And lowest.
She probably rolled her
I actually don't know. Like, yeah, seriously. Something about social distancing. Two reasons why I'm social distancing from Dolly Parton. Tell you that much. So
her boobs, man, her boobs. That's why, because they're big and huge, huh? Let's laugh.
Nailed it. No Mardi Gras this year. Which
they're calling it,
obviously.
Sense.
Yeah, makes sense. We'll see. I mean that's what, 3 months in.
Yeah,
to the year. So I don't know. We'll see.
Because what? Fat
I might
Tuesday,
still go down.
I go by the religious calendar. Because I want to know. You know, when is Maundy Tuesday? Okay, because that's what the heathens call Fat Tuesday. That it's actually Thursday, April 1st. So Fat Tuesday is Thursday, April 1st.
Damn, they're calling it this far out.
I remember like Maundy Tuesday. I remember once, or Maundy Thursday. That's what it is. Maundy, whatever. There's so many religious days.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Anyways.
Shout out to Christ. Shout out to Christ.
What
everyone,
I'm saying is I only pay attention to the religious calendar. I don't pay attention to Anthony Fauci's calendar.
His Gregorian timekeeping.
Trying to, you're not my leader, Fauci.
Got him.
Did you see that? You see poor Anthony
trending on Twitter.
Yeah, what
is
that?
Not on our list. It's a kid who did a assignment, and it seems like it's like a second grade assignment, to color the electoral map, the various states, and in with whatever color won it, blue, red. And it's a recording of a kid's mom yelling at the teacher because she is teaching her son Anthony fake news.
It's in response to a angry, rabid mother who is like,
yes,
you're teaching him Joe Biden won the election?
Exactly. Okay. There is no election winner, okay? There's seven states where, you know, it hasn't been found yet. We don't know yet. There should have been X's in those states, not blues.
Poor Anthony.
Seven
indeed.
States. Is she including North Carolina? I don't know. Seven states is a lot of states.
Poor Anthony. Yeah,
poor that's Anthony. Poor that teacher too. Damn, having to deal with
these teachers. I mean, there's so many clips too of angry parents just pulling up in the Zoom lesson to be like, "Excuse me, what are you teaching my child about slavery? That it happened? Did you just say that the indigenous peoples did not want to be converted to Christianity? What is happening in this Zoom class? What is happening?"
Let's check in with sports shit real quick.
Yep.
DeAndre Hopkins, you see that Hail Mary? Speaking of the religious calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Hail Mary. The Cardinals game?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kyler Murray, dopest dude with the wackest name of all time. Kyler.
Kyler.
Kyler. Kyler's a real lacrosse-ass name, but that dude rules.
Yeah.
And then James Harden is also trending because he might be going to Brooklyn, be one of three people, three of the top 10 players in the NBA on the same team. So that would be interesting.
But yeah.
There are not enough shots in a basketball game for all three of those guys.
That's going to be tough. You don't know who's going to evolve their game. Is anyone capable of evolving their game at that point? Because you have, I guess, Harden's only one without a chip, right? Between them.
Yeah.
So do they are like, all right. Because I feel like Harden will be the least like, it's like, I have to prove you guys won already. Like, let me do this. And like, are they going to relax? I don't think so, because they got points to prove.
But Harden's the one who can't put it together in the playoffs usually. So I do feel like, I don't know. He would be the one that they should ask to evolve his game. But
yeah.
Philly, also in the Harden sweepstakes, the rumor is he wants out of Houston. He posted a picture of a bottle of water with the lid unscrewed, or a video where he was unscrewing the lid and people were like, yo, like analyzing it like it was a fucking Kubrick movie.
Like, yo, no cap.
Yeah, that's what people thought it was, him commenting on the cap. Anyways,
wow, he's capping, y'all.
The main thing we're here to talk to you about today is a thread of music facts, many of which I didn't know because I'm dumb. So,
Daniel, what happened?
Take it away, gentlemen.
Oh, gee. Well, someone just said, posted that WeeBay gift from The Wire and said, post a little known music fact. And some of them were just mind-blowing. One of my favorites was that Reptar on the Rugrats was voiced by Busta Rhymes. That's right. Go look it up.
Wow.
I love that. I love
the
that.
The one from Leaders of the New School, Busta Rhymes?
The one and only.
Wow. That one, I now have to listen to like some just Reptar drops to be like, oh, yeah, that is Busta.
I am Reptar.
He's like, here comes Reptar. Woo-ha! And you're like, I should have fucking known. Right.
Really should have figured that out.
No dinosaur did that. The one I saw was the I love, because I'm a big Neptunes fan, is about Pharrell and saying that Pharrell has never done a song with Drake, Lil Wayne, or Nicki Minaj, right? Because they're all on Young Money. And to this day, you will not see them on a track because Birdman of Young Money fame never paid Pharrell for the What Happened to That Boy beat.
Unbelievable.
I don't know. This is like peak Neptunes too, when they were being like, yo, to even get dial my number, it's $250,000. I remember that was like at minimum, you weren't getting anything for less than that. And then on top of that, all of the publishing. So I don't know what happened here where Pharrell got to this point, the song's out, and he still has no money for it. I want to explore this a little bit deeper.
You think they could have settled that one particularly after the fact, especially now? Like, how much money do you think Pharrell wanted in the first place? I mean, maybe that song's so big now that we're talking numbers so astronomical that Young Money can't possibly pay it. But, like, come on. Don't you want a Pharrell and Drake song? I do.
Well, I want a Pharrell, like, you know, I'll keep it a buck. I'm not really feeling a lot of the latter day Neptune's production. It's not, him and Chad are like, they've taken a bit of a vacation, and rightly so. They've gave us, like, you know, peak aughts hip hop.
Hits on hits.
And then, yeah, go do your thing, man. Pharrell, just, you know, wear your gold teeth and make, you know, funky looking sneakers.
Reptar is voiced by Busta Rhymes in the movie, but not in the show, it turns out. FYI. Right,
well, I'm cutting out you correcting that.
I will be removing that. The fact that Michael Jackson sang the chorus for Somebody's Watching Me, I did not realize that. The fact that the background singing on all of the lights was like the entire Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I didn't realize that. It's like... Who is it? Elton John? It's
Pete Townsend, Eric Clapton, Patti LaBelle. I mean, this was stacked.
John Lennon was on there.
I knew Rihanna was on
Beethoven.
That's who I thought it was, but apparently there's a bunch of other famous people whose names I don't have in front of me. But
yeah, this. The other one, the Rockwell one makes sense because Rockwell's dad is Berry Gordy, who, you know, running Motown. So
he could
summon Michael Jackson for an uncredited feature. Then I think also, like, I know the Human Nature sample for Right Here is also by SWV. Remember that song?
Totally.
Right here. Apparently that was... MJ let that go for no royalties. There's the other one that was saying that if you like Tribe Called Quest, the Hot Sex on a Platter video, Q-Tip is wearing a mask because he got a black eye when he was jumped by Rex in Effect because Fife had dissed them in a previous track. I'm like, yes, old. Give me all these facts.
That any sounds Rex like some fan fiction trivia. I would have made up when I was 11. To be like. And then Q-Tip fought Rex in Effect.
The thing they're saying, well, that correction came out because the first tweet to that thing was saying Q-Tip was in a rapper fight club. And that's how he got a black eye. And someone was like, nah, it's not from the fight club. It's from when Rex in Effect jumped him. And then they're like, well, he was still in the rapper fight club. So there's rapper fight clubs. There's jumpings. I love shit like this. Even when it's not real, like there's something about, you know, because like music and hip hop, there's such little... to know about what's happening behind the scenes, aside from like diss tracks and like and the odd article here and there, that when you get this kind of shit, I'm like, yes, more.
Speaking of samples, since you're mentioning it, my favorite sample that I found was from the song Six God, is a sample from Donkey Kong Country 2.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. Found that sample and I was like, wait a minute.
Six God, boy.
Saw that on the internet, and I was like, that is fun. Shout out 40.
This other one, I don't know if you remember the song, the legendary song, On and On by Erykah Badu, in the beginning when she's like, y'all feel that? Oh, that's because she hit her head on the microphone when they were tracking, and she was talking to the booth. Yeah.
So funny. That's so funny.
Did you guys know about Bin Laden being in love with Whitney Houston?
I saw that fact. I didn't know that at all, but that is wild.
Oh, man.
And to the point that he wanted to murder Bobby Brown to make Whitney his wife.
Could you imagine then Bin Laden gets a coke problem? He's like, yeah, you know what?
Anything for her.
You know what? Call off 9/11. Actually, I don't know if that's a good call, man. I'm kind of getting cold feet, man. It sounds like it'd be all bad for us. another good one on this track, Ghetto Superstar. Again, we don't know if any of this is real, but we'll treat it as real because I love stories like this on Ghetto Superstar from the Bullworth soundtrack, famously featuring ODB, Praz, and Maya. ODB was not supposed to be on the track, apparently. They said he just went to the wrong studio and they were doing a session and he asked Praz, he's like, yo, let me get on there. And Praz was like, okay.
Yeah, all right.
I'm like, what am I going to say no to fucking ODB? Sure, hop on here.
Some of the best just like ambient nonsense in the history of music from ODB during that. Truly. When he was just on for an entire decade.
On more with the SWV right here thing, that's Pharrell saying SWV. That's Pharrell.
Wow.
That's a sample. Because I also remember he worked with Teddy Riley. That was his mentor. And he actually wrote Teddy Riley's verse in Rump Shaker.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greats. The vocals from All the Lights are Alicia Keys, John Legend, Drake, Fergie, Kid Cudi, Elton John, Charlie Wilson. From Charlie Wilson's War?
Yeah.
No. the politician? Yeah. Yeah, and Rihanna, of course, and then a bunch of people whose names I don't know. All right. Well, those are all interesting musical facts.
Dude, those Charlie Wilson vocals, you know, they're powerful. You know, he pops up with Snoop, and also just in Bound 2. When he comes in, what the fuck is it?
Bound.
Somebody.
What does he say?
I know you're tired of
hearing
somebody to love. Somebody.
Uh-huh, honey.
Yep, there we go.
Okay.
With nobody to love.
All right. Well, we're going to be doing this for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, literally.
Doing Charlie Wilson impressions. That's going to do it for this afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Uh-huh, honey.
Bye.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.